Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the second parak of Maseches Bikurim. Today we're learning Parak Beis, Mishnah Dalid, and Parak Beis, Mishnah Hay. Like the previous Mishnah, we're also going to be comparing and contrasting Truma and Maaser Sheni on the one hand with Bikurim on the other hand. Says the Mishnah, V'yesh Bikurim Masha'ein Kin B'Truma Uva Maaser. These are the halachos that apply to Bikurim, but not to Truma and Maaser Sheni. Number one, Shabikurim Niknin B'Mechubur LaKarka. Bikurim can be designated while the fruits are still attached to the ground. Number two, the osa adam kol sadehu bikurim. A person can designate all of his produce, all of his fruits of his field as bikurim without leaving any for himself. Number three, that if a person's bikurim become lost or ruined before you bring them to the Beis HaMikdash, he must replace them with other fruits like we learned previously. Next, Uteunin carbon. They require, when it comes to Bikurim, you have to bring a carbon shlamim along with it, unlike Truma and Maaser Sheni. Vishir, and when the Bikurim are brought to the Beis HaMikdash, the Levim are going to be singing. Utenufa, and when you bring the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen and the owner of the Bikurim wave. They hold the Bikurim together, and they wave the Bikurim in all the directions, like we're going to learn in a little bit. Velina, and the final difference between Bikurim on the one hand and Truma and Maaser Sheni on the other hand is that when it comes to Bikurim, when you bring Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, you can't just leave Yerushalayim right away before the morning. Rather, you must spend the night in Yerushalayim. So again, quick review of the similarity, or really of the differences rather, between Bikurim on the one hand and Truma and Maaser Sheni on the other hand. So number one, Truma and Maaser Sheni can be separated only from produce that has been picked, not mechubar lekarka, not attached to the ground. A person cannot make his whole crop into Truma or Maaser Sheni. He must leave some of that for himself, unlike Bikurim. And if a Truma or Maaser Sheni become lost or ruined, he doesn't need to be replaced, unlike Bikurim, which must be replaced before you get to the Beis HaMikdash. And certainly the remaining halachos of bringing a carbon, of the Levim singing, of waving it with the Kohen, of staying in Yerushalayim overnight, and so on, would not apply to Truma and Maaser Sheni, would only apply to Bikurim, because at the end of the day, they only apply when there's a Beis HaMikdash, and there's no, and Truma and Maaser Sheni certainly apply whether there's a Beis HaMikdash or not. Continuing now with Perek Beis, Mishnah Hay, as we begin discussing the halacha of Trumas Maaser, which we did not really discuss until now. Again, Trumas Maaser is what the, first of all, is what the Levi separates for the Kohen. First, the Levi is given Maaser Rishon. So Maaser Rishon is what is given to the Levi. And then of that, the tenth of it is given to the Kohen. That tenth is referred to as Trumas Maaser. And so the Mishnah here is going to compare Trumas Maaser on the one hand to Bikurim and regular Truma on the other hand. Says the Mishnah, Trumas Maaser shavah leBikurim b'shtei drachim. Trumas Maaser is similar to Bikurim in two ways. What are the two ways? Number one, Truma b'shtei drachim. And it's similar to Truma in two ways. Two ways that the Truma's Maaser is like Bikurim, two ways that it's like regular Truma. Let's hear how they're similar. It says the Mishnah, Nitelas min ha-tahor al-tameh, Truma's Maaser may be separated from Torah produce on behalf of Tamei produce, just like Bikurim can be, unlike Truma. Truma cannot be. The reason why Truma, you can't separate from Tohar produce on behalf of Tamei Truma, is because the halacha is, like we're about to learn, it has to be min hamukav. They have to be separated from, you can only separate Truma from that which is right near it. And we're concerned that someone's not going to do that. If you have Truma, if you have produce that are Tohar and Tamei, so you're not going to bring them near each other to make a min hamukav, and therefore you can't separate Truma from a Tohar produce on behalf of Tamei produce, and that's the next line of the Mishnah, Vil Shlomo and Mukov. And certainly when it comes to Trumas Maaser and Bikurim, they may be separated from produce that is not near produce for which is being separated on behalf of. So Kib Bikurim, these are the two ways that the Trumas Maaser is like Bikurim. Now, Vaoseres Esagaron. However, Trumas Maaser forbids produce that has been processed, just like regular Truma. Once it's processed, that's when you can no longer eat it without separating the Truma. The same is true when it comes to Trumas Maaser. And the second similarity between Truma and Trumas Maaser is V'yeshla Shir. There is a specific amount, 1/10, that is given when it comes to Trumas Maaser. When it comes to regular Truma, it's generally 1/50, but there's also a Shir when it comes to Truma. And again, the Mishnah concludes by saying, Ketruma, in these two ways, Trumas Maaser is like Truma. So Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet discussed various ways that that truma is different than Maaser Sheni, and that truma and Maaser Sheni are different than Bikurim, and then Perek Beis Mishnah discussed the two ways in which Trumas Maaser is similar to Bikurim, and two ways in which Trumas Maaser is similar to regular truma. Have a great day.